Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at Finland's presidential palace for a summit. The U.S. president highlighted some of the topics to be discussed during their meeting.
Most importantly, we have a lot of good things to talk about and things to talk about. We have discussions on everything from trade to military to missiles to nuclear to China. We'll be talking a little bit about China, our mutual friend, President Xi.
Trump says the two countries have great opportunities, saying they have not been getting along for the past few years. He says he thinks they can have an extraordinary relationship. Monday's meeting is being closely watched by both sides of the Atlantic, coming days after the U.S. Justice Department indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers for their role in hacking Democratic entities during the 2016 presidential campaign. Mr. Putin revealed little about his agenda and said it's time to talk seriously with Mr. Trump about relations between their powerful nations and global problems. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stunning rebuke of what has traditionally been one of Washington's closest allies, telling CBS News that the European Union was a foe. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says if she were a journalist, she would ask President Trump who he thinks his friends are.
We have very clear in mind who our friends are. The United States, for sure, and I've said many times, changing the administration doesn't change the friendship between countries and peoples. And for sure, we consider the United States friends, partners, close friends and partners. We will always do that.
Mogherini says the United States is just one of many friends the EU has. This is VOA News. China announced it filed a World Trade Organization challenge Monday to President Trump's proposal for a tariff hike on $200 billion of Chinese goods. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Hua Chunying said that trade imbalance is not equivalent to unfairness. Fairness is about making international rules through consultation between all relevant parties on equal footing. The Trump administration has criticized the WTO as unable to deal with problems posed by China, suggesting a challenge there might have little impact in Washington, but it might help Beijing rally support from governments that criticize Trump for going outside the WTO to impose tariffs on Chinese and other imports. The death toll from a suicide attack on an election rally in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province on Friday has spiked to 149. That puts it among the deadliest attacks in the South Asian nation's history. As campaigns steps up for general elections on July 25th, bombings across Pakistan have stoked fears of more violence in the country of 208 million, where political rallies can draw tens of thousands of people. Reuters' Joel Labee reports North Korea is making firm commitments to help the U.S. restart the search for its fallen Korean War soldiers.
More than 7,000 personnel remain unaccounted for. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks came out of his visit to Pyongyang earlier this month when he highlighted the issue as a key point of progress for both sides. As for the fallen troops, the regime has said it's holding the remains of some 200 soldiers. But a U.S. military official told Reuters last month it's unclear what North Korea may hand over. South Korean media say American forces have moved around 100 wooden coffins to the demilitarized zone that separates the Koreas in anticipation of a diplomatic breakthrough.
That was Reuters reporter Joel Labee. Refugees say that scraps of paper carried between prisons in Myanmar and the camps by the International Committee of the Red Cross in Bangladesh are a rare source of hope for families torn apart by the largest and fastest refugee influx in the region in the past 20 years. Reuters' Grace Lee.
More than 1,600 notes have been gathered from the Bangladeshi camps. Only about 160 have been delivered to jails in Rakhine and their supplies sent back to Bangladesh. Until they're able to meet face-to-face, separated families here will be waiting for those letters as their first and sometimes only proof that their loved ones are alive.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is making progress in getting the government and opposition to work together. Mr. Obama, on his first visit to Africa since stepping down as president on Monday, praised President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga for cooperating following last year's disputed election. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA One, the voice of America.